Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Adolos. I was going to Mac, but I got the mix up there. And our guest is Matt Castillo, who I've said it a couple of times so far, is my son-in-law and somebody, and I mean this very sincerely, I am very proud of, and it's very nice to say I love him, which I really do. He's my son. And I just want to touch one thing before we go on to this last segment. Behind Matt is his actual studio. And you can see the distancing. Just talk about the studio for a second, because then I want to talk about the woman who came to you with a situation.
Okay. I'm just going to briefly move my my chair really quick, because I want you guys to see. I have these, actually, you probably can't see with the sunlight. So every 7 feet or so, we have lines of demarcation, and everyone has their own training area so that we can remain socially distant in the school. Our students are wearing, I found sports masks that are a little bit easier to breathe with, but they still cover our face and they reduce that spread of germs coming in, which I believe has really brought the confidence in people coming back into places now. This is a scary time, and fear stops us from doing a lot of things. And just this little bit, I think it's a little bit, but it turns out that I'm going above and beyond CDC guidelines in my school, because I want faith and confidence in my studio. And that's what is allowing my school to grow in a time where a lot of businesses are shutting down. And I'm not immune to COVID. You know, I took a major hit and I lost a lot of students because of the fear, but everyone's been coming back, and it's been phenomenal because of these lines,
okay,
the masks, and realizing that I'm putting them first instead of the, you know, let's pack the place in, because if I have more people in the building, I will make more money.
Right.
They realize that I value them, and now they value what I'm doing in return.
And your total package of teaching, that's just one more thing that Matt's teaching, is respect. Okay. And you're respecting them. They will respect you when they'll respect each other. You were going to share a story with us, which I really want to hear in reference to the mental component of exercising and feeling good about yourself.
Yeah. And this story, I believe, hopefully may or may not resonate with your direct audience. I had this woman who was a senior come to me, and she wasn't fully candid on day one when she said, I need to do something, anything. Something new, and this is something I'd always wanted to try. And she was a little frantic, maybe even manic. And I said, you seem upset. Can you come in tomorrow? Absolutely. I need something in my life. She comes in, loves the class, loves the facility, and enrolls as a student here. And then 2 weeks later, she tells me about that day. She was having suicide thoughts. She had nothing to look forward to except for that class. Had my lights not been on and I'd left a few minutes early, I would not have had one of the most loyal, loving, caring students. This woman is phenomenal and brings me joy every time she's here. I always call her, she's my girl, because she's always trying to look out for our school and, to keep it completely anonymous. She got so much from finding purpose and finding a community and other people that loved her. She became an anonymous benefactor for a student that couldn't afford our program and paid it just in full. And she said, the only thing I ask is that you never tell anyone it was me and never tell them that where it came from. And that's what makes me happy. Thank you for giving me this platform to do it.
Wow.
That's quite a story.
Now, Christina Liu will be crying in the next segment, but we'll get to that later. And that really, no, that is, you know what? That's why you're on this show today. Because that's the difference. You make a difference in a person's life because it is you. It's not just a class that's being run by somebody who's in good physical shape. It's Matt Castillo, who was called Costello on his wedding day, but that's a whole nother story. We're not going to go there now. but it's very true. And I'm giving that acknowledgement to you and anybody watching or listening this morning and watching during the week that, you know, when people like that connect, it's because that woman realized you were there to help her. She also was there to help you. And she has. But it's a tremendous, I mean, and that's life. At the end of the day, with all the junk that goes down, there's pieces of one's life like you just told. That's a story you'll have forever. You know, you'll give it to Tristan, you'll give it to whoever's going to be in your life down the road. It's just a staggering story.
It's one of those things that I put in my emotional jewelry box, you know, that says those nuggets. And, you know, running martial arts studios, I'll never be a millionaire, but if I can touch a million lives, right, I can redefine what a millionaire is. And I get that true wealth of life. I can teach that the value of a human being. And it's something that I want to teach my son. And I try to inspire others. Hearing her story gives me the empathy, which helps in turn goes full circle to my students. I'll keep it clean because of the radios, but a river of gold and a river of crap flow downstream. So if I give a good message and I'm at the top of the mountain and all my students are listening to me, it's going to flow down and that great message is going to pass on to my students, their families, so on and so forth. If I wasn't genuine and I was a phony, and I said words and people were just scoffing at, oh, he said it again. That message also travels down and people make excuses and so on and so forth. And it goes down to their sphere of influence. So I genuinely care. And I think that that resonates in the school and people just start to care themselves because of one good deed.
Amazing. Otto, you had some questions.
Well, yeah, you know, great. I'm, as you know, I'm always into the mental part of things. And I'm really impressed by Matt's view on how calling it martial arts, it's really a form of exercise, whatever level you can handle, I think. But the mental aspect of getting older is a serious thing. You know, you go through life, and if you've been fortunate, you've had a good life. But as you get older, a lot of things happen between health, between family, people who die, people who are younger than you who die, friends. You know, there's a lot of things that go on around you that if you let them drag you down, they could. And especially if you do not have any goals or purposes in mind. You know, like you pointed out, this young lady who comes to you with the goal that's her purpose. And I think it's so important for seniors or anybody for that matter to have a purpose or a goal, no matter what it may be. It may be just to get up and have that glass of cold water in the morning. You know, it's all relative to what your realistic capabilities really are. You know, if you can't hardly walk, maybe your goal is, I want to be able to at least walk the living room five times or whatever. You know, so point being, what you're talking about to me is very, very valuable. What you contribute is very valuable. You know, the fact that it's not just martial arts, it's this whole mental conditioning, if you will, that I think is very important. But anyhow, that's my point.
No, it makes all the sense in the world, Otto. And we live in a world, and I think this probably will be one of the last major points that I can discuss unless you guys have questions. But the last thing I really want to bring out to the community is, like, this country is run by big pharma, right? If you realize medication and, but what if we were the medication? What if we lived in a world of preventative medicine, whether it's mental or physical medication, and health and wellness is a huge part of just a more balanced lifestyle. What if you, by you walking, you're probably less sick than your peers? You're more active, your heart is stronger because of the activity. Granted, we can't prevent everything, like John was talking about, cancer or car accidents. Those are just those things that just come at you. Life's not fair. We deal with it as strongly and supportively as we can. But if we exercise and we strengthen our hearts, and we right now our classes have some impact. So there's impact on our bodies actually help retard the effects of osteoporosis. Bone degenerates when you stop using them. That's why kids can fall down and you're like, oh my God, but they pop right back up. Their bones are harder because they're jumping on the bed and tumbling. I'm not saying seniors start jumping on your bed and tumble, but if we start moving, our bones start getting a little bit stronger. Our joints start to lubricate themselves all over again. And now we have to see the doctor less for those aches and pains. Let's prevent those things by taking action now, not waiting for something bad to happen and take the pill. That's too easy. It's too concrete. And all it does is that pill blocks symptoms. It doesn't cure it for the most part. And then the next set of symptoms come, and then you take the next pill. And all of a sudden we're walking around with those pill cases that are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Agreed. Preventative medicine is what I'm also teaching, which goes on with physical and mental wellness.
I have nothing to say. That's great. Rare for me.
I have to ask him, now, what is it like to have John as your father-in-law?
Intimidating, let me tell you.
He's
wonderful. My family life before being married into the Ryans is let's just say rocky, to say the least. And I lost my dad at a very early age, and then having someone as supportive and loving as him is motivating for those days, because I get tired too. And maybe my work could suffer if I succumb to that tiredness. But then I get the motivation of having a family that I could help and provide for and be there for my son and my family. If I have the ability, I will always be there, which is why he mentioned I will always cook for him. That's my appreciation, and that's my way of showing I love you.
Well, I have three son-in-laws, and relationships with in-laws, if they're not good, is not good for a family. And I'm fortunate also. I have three son-in-laws who I really love. I get along with them, and we like being with each other. And I think that's a blessing for John and you both, that you have that together. Because a problem with in-laws can wreck families, and that's not good.
I agree. Actually, we have to go. I'm getting the signal from Dan. Matt, I want to thank you so, so much. This is a wonderful, wonderful show, really beyond any expectation. But I do have my expectations from you, and you always meet them. I love you. Have a wonderful day. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we've heard from Matt Castillo, and his phone number is 631-462-0573. Thank you, everybody. Matt, have a great day. We'll talk soon.